Hey guys, this is the Gary Segador, and I'm sure Henriquez versus Silva, or as I like to pronounce it, João Henrique Soares da Silva in Portuguese. And I'm currently at the street. Actually, I'm in the mall, in fact, because as you see from the video, we're going to be walking in the mall. We're going to have some fun there. See? That's the fishing thing. So here we are. Let me show you real quick. There it is. We're going to be walking there. It's fun. We're just gonna have some fun there, just gonna walk. Nothing too outstanding. Let me just take a spot real quick and talk about the Campy channel. I wanna talk about the Campy channel real quick. This is, holy crap, the support is really wild. I have no idea to say because I created the channel as a joke. You probably guys know that from my new description. I only created this channel as a joke. I did not expect it to be this well received. In fact, when I came to check the Campy channel today, I was thinking, okay, I'm gonna check it, maybe putting like 5,000, 4,000, just something a bit high. And then I saw it, almost 7,000 views and 14 subs, which is basically almost 20, and I was like, what the fuck? So yeah, it was really unexpected. Again, just to make sure, season 2, will probably come out in mid-April. I'm going to be focused on this one. I'm going to take this for you. It's probably going to come in mid-April. We're going to make a new episode for it, season 2. And it's going to be a Simpsons episode because, of course, I have a bit of a rough history with the Simpsons game. And, again, the feature will be the same. We're going to feature your videos, have feature missions. And we are also going to have a more story-based review because, obviously, I'm a newbie filmmaker. I'm going to get into the film industry. Oh yeah, thanks for all the support, and so now, let's get walking, shall we? First destination, Rene. Just to make sure I'm not lying. Here is the name, the shop itself. We are at, I'm pretty sure it's on the girls one. It's the girls book, definitely. This is the part of the curve, so I'm going to be walking out of here. Whoops. That was a close one. Yeah, I tend to trip a lot. Sorry. Anyway. Oh yeah, there's a mirror. Guys, let me introduce to you my drip. Look at this. As you can see, I have the skeleton. I'm a heavy metal kind of guy, so yeah. Also, this is the iPhone. Sorry for the quality, but yeah, this is an iPhone, trust me. But anyway, let's just go up real quick. Hold on. Okay, this is ridiculous. These prices are getting ridiculous. So, I'm at Technology. This is a common shop right here. And this is more of a rant about the prices. Look, see, this is Brazilian reals, which is the equivalent. So, 6 Brazilian reals is $1, which is this equivalent. As you can see, this thing is 150 Brazilian reals, 300, 400, and then we have 450. These quite make sense. They are cheap to buy, especially the flip phone ones, which I want to get. Sure, I have the iPhone, but as you can see, the camera is already laggy. But here's the thing. This, I think, would be $25. This one would be $50. This one would be $67.99, I think. This one would be $75. This is how ridiculous the prices are. It's like, it just comes to show how devalued the Brazilian real is. Honestly, if I had to buy, I would buy this one. It's cheap, but I also want to buy a flip phone. This is definitely the greatest one out there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the food area. This is how packed it is. It looks like the 80s, not gonna lie. Minus the modernism, but nothing's changed in the aesthetic. See, there's another clothing shop. They have so many food stops. There's even McDonald's right there. Again, I don't have money. I can't spend things. So I'm gonna have to, like, keep on my spending for now. So, yeah. As you can see, there. I wonder if there's not Burger King. Yeah, there's Burger King. There's Subway. There's Giraffes. KFC, I haven't taken KFC in a while. Yeah, I'm gonna check that one out. Ladies and gentlemen, stores, something's changed here. I don't know what the movie is. Probably gonna check it. Here we have Snow White. live action, but this one. We also have this one. Wait, just one more thing. This is here. I'm gonna watch a movie with my friends here. Yes, that's right. We're gonna go in this place. I just didn't want my grandma. We're gonna go in this place and watch a movie. What movie? I'm not telling. It's a secret. But yeah, let's see the movies available. Here we have this one. Wait, these are ones that are coming soon. Okay, so there's Operation Vengeance. We have Chosen. Yeah, there's only three movies that are coming soon. I think those ones are the ones that are in theaters right now. The ones we can choose. Guys, check this out. This is a Pong arcade, or at least a replication of it. As you see, but there are buttons, like you can press in stuff. Just make sure there's the Atari logo. If it's too dark for you, there's another one right here. So yeah, this is the original Pong replication. Now that I think about it, I think we should probably check here the arcade. So in Jurassic Park arcade, I don't know which company made it. I wonder if there's a famous one out here. Okay, I see one right here. This right here is Cruisin' Blast. Nintendo developed. They probably published it, some other company developed it, who knows. Here is Dead Heat, Namco Arcade, and Super Biker 2, which is made by Yamaha. It's a Yamaha licensed product. I don't know what is Yamaha, but looks cool. Okay, this one right here is H2 Overdrive. So I'm gonna do UIF. Oh. Here we have Dead Storm Pirates, Namco Arcade. This one is really good. You gotta see this one. Oh yeah, this one is really good. I wanted to show another one where it's basically the arcades we know, where you can see the other arcade game. Metal Slug, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, but unfortunately those people aren't there, so I cannot show. I'm just too embarrassed to like be talking to you guys while recording, but yeah. And here we are, Americana. This place right here is classic for Brazilians to visit. It's where you get to buy your stuff. Let's check the lunch place, but I don't know what the lunch place is over here. Wait, I think I found it. Oh wow, so many chocolate options. Let's see. We have Nestle. I'm just checking the food here. I mean, who buys stuff? Wait, look, a candy place. Ooh, interesting. I love this one, but I can't buy it. I just need to check the price. Oof, see? 6-7 Brazilian reals, can buy it. It's like $1.50, sure, but I can't buy this. So many options. If there was only the cheapest option here for me to buy. Look, see, these are $5 for 5 Brazilian reals, sorry. So much expensive these days. Why am I persisting?